Hi, my name is Anthony Thomas, CEO of Thomas Media Group. Thank you for coming to my podcast once again. I wanted to let you know, apparently the phone is not doing what it's supposed to do. We're not going to get into all of that. I told you if it didn't, what I would have to do. I'm letting you know why I'll be having a press conference. I'm looking to get legal defense against what is taking place against me. They violate your civil rights, and then once again, everybody go get amnesia and shit. I was injured, and that needs to be dealt with. I have hospitals to deal with now. I'm looking for a doctor. I'm looking for a manager. And once again, legal help with this. I don't have any idea how the state of California just leave a person without an attorney while they run all this crazy stuff with the police and the city and the community and civil workers and whatever, you know, city workers, whatever. So if I could get those things done out of this and have my own voice, get my freedom of speech back, and some of my privacy, that would be great. But this will be the 24-hour notice to the press conference. It will be in Santa Cruz. It looks like we'll have it 8:30 in the morning at the Amazon locker on Morrissey. I'm sure everybody can find that. Just call Amazon. They'll be able to tell you exactly where it's at. This has gotten to a point where it's just abuse of power and everything else that goes along with that. There's several media outlets that are aware of what's going on. I haven't heard from any of them. I still haven't heard from the NAACP. I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they took down all my information. They know exactly what I'm going through. And for some reason, they're unable to contact me. I'll be trying to check to see if Kamala Harris was able to send the mail, because that's very scary that someone would be manipulating my telephone and now apparently the mail. So if the police are hiding me, it's time for me to step forward, because I refuse to be hidden. And I'm not really sure if the police or what they're going to do about this, but I do have a court date coming up for the 22nd of this month at 8:30 in the morning in Department 10, or Room 10, as they call it. Not sure who the judge going to be. Pretty much had every judge down there, but they had one nice police officer who did say, "We're going to get you out of here." And three police officers don't make up an entire force of 1,000 cops. You got three bad apples, you know what to do with that. I'm not anti-police whatsoever. Some of my family members are police, military, judges, and, you know, work with public service work. This has gone far enough. I do not have any idea how they're able to manipulate my Facebook, Snapchat, and yes, Google took down photographs while I was dealing with the hospital, their city workers, and the military Air Force Base. I didn't get over to that Air Force Base by accident. I was lured over there under the guise of a job, maybe find a lawyer, things like that. Someone answered a Craigslist ad, and that's how I realized Tim Cook had manipulated 7 telephones, 3 Obama phones, 2 iPhones, now some Samsung phones, a pay-as-you-go phone, and an iPod, all trying to lure me places where it wasn't safe for me to be. And like I said, this is not funny. Have a good day.